Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations. Always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcel Swally. That dude!
Feeling great! For a different reason than you guys may anticipate. Wearing this shirt right now takes me back to one of my childhood memories when I was on my living room floor. Yes, on that little dusty, shaggy rug and laying there eating me some seasoned salt butter popcorn as I did almost every day. Crazy enough, my son does that right now every night. Crazy, right? And I was watching Colors. Y'all remember that movie Colors and High Top? Oh, this kid's a blood. And then he was like, yeah. And he was riding around in that red Corvette. Anyway, I just had to take y'all back. This shirt always reminds me of that. I know. Y'all like, what are you talking about, Wally? Y'all weren't even born when Colors came out. But trust me, you need to watch it. Classic movie that really describes a lot of what I had to endure growing up. So welcome to Never Shut Up. It's your boy, Marcel Swally, feeling great. Now, why am I feeling great? Oh, I got to tell you, because I got to always start off with, what's up with that dude? And this is why I'm feeling great, because I yesterday did something that I was actually a little hesitant to do, which was allow my assistant coach to coach practice, because I know my assistant coach has to coach this week's game. I am going to New York City along with my son, just him and I, boys trip, for my daughter's graduation. Maraca is graduating Columbia University with a master's in sports marketing, right? So yay. The whole family was gonna go. But then as we started to think through it, short trip, the itty bitties, like the 3-year-old, the 4-year-old, New York City, pedestrian, cars everywhere. Let's just say my kids don't stop every time I say stop. And I was like, nah, I don't know about that. Plus, just all the activities pulling them back and forth. They still nap in the middle of the day, etc. Just too much work. So the wife staying home with the girls, they're going to have them a girls trip. Yep, a staycation. And we're going to have us our boys trip. All right. So anyway, I'm at basketball practice. I know I'm not going to be there for this weekend's game. So I allow my coach, Jesse Buss. Yes, that name sounds familiar because he's the Lakers owner as well as the head of their scouting. And he ran practice. Now, this is why I was hesitant. One, because he knows basketball way more than me, right? So I'm like, I don't want to also get Wally Piffed up here. I can't let him take my job from the little 7-year-olds. They run a mutiny also. We like Coach Buss. We like Coach Buss. So I'm scared. Not really, but a little. So I said, run practice, man, because you got to coach him this weekend. We're not going to be here. And this sucker here went out there and showed me what basketball is all about. He had these little kids competing in these little drills, and they were all into it. Now, when I'm coaching, it feels like they're all into it, but it just looks different when you're watching it as a kid, right, from their vantage point and their perspective. So I was sitting there a little jealous, but it was amazing practice. Guys killed it, and we moved on. So then after that, I went to dinner. I'm in some talks with a venture fund, it's entities from the UK. Yeah, UK, US football. If y'all notice, The NFL every year is adding another game to their Europe schedule, et cetera. London, 3, 4, 5 games. Sooner or later, we're going to have a team over there, right? So that's where this is heading. The money's already there. So now they need the content. That's the conversation. Interesting. We'll see how that goes. I finished off that night, great meeting, with 10 cookies. And I ordered them for the whole table, for everybody there, all the executives. And turns out, only one of those guys ate one cookie, and I ate 9 of them. Damn it, woke up fat as hell. You know how it goes. It instantly goes to the gut, and now I'm feeling like, hey, 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 but all's love. This morning, we had to film for my wife's show, so let's just say this was an interesting morning, but we actually kept it as normal as possible. She woke up at 4:30 like she does. She went spinning and working out like she does. Meanwhile, I'm doing the best thing I could do. My favorite thing to do in this world right now is lay in the bed with my kids and cuddle. And they were just right there with me cuddling while she over there grinding, getting a 6-pack. That is life. All right, y'all. Speaking of my assistant coach for the Lakers, let's talk about ESPN's Mike Greenberg and what he suggested to the Los Angeles Lakers. He said they should sit their starters versus the Warriors in game 5 with the Lakers up 3-1 in this series. Can't say I didn't think the same thing before, but I ain't let it leave my mouth. So here he goes. Here's my suggestion. LeBron needs to slip a nice comfy robe over that pair of slippers and get set to watch game 5 tomorrow night from the comfort of his mansion in LA. He shouldn't even go to San Francisco. I'm going down with this ship on this theory. Now he's going too far. He's being hyperbolic, but let's talk about it. Greenberg anticipates the Warriors thrashing, destroying the Lakers on Wednesday night in Chase Center in San Francisco. Can't lie. If you make me put some money on this gun to the head, I think the Lakers are going to get smoked. Not because the Lakers won't win this series. Not because the Lakers not the better team. It's just, man, too many things are going to be in the Warriors' favor for that game 5. Greenberg talked about it. The Lakers have no chance of winning game 5 of this series. The Warriors are going to be playing for their dynasty at home with the crowd. They're going to win. Don't waste any of LeBron's or AD's energy on this game. Now, he even mentioned it. He said he's being facetious to a degree, but in reality, what should the Lakers do? This is the problem. You can't play with the sports guys, the basketball guys like that, right? When it comes to seeding and you're like, oh, should we win this game and play them? Or should we lose this game and play them? And then it always seems to just work against you. Almost Murphy's Law if you start playing with the sports guys, right? So in this situation, there's two ways to look at it. Man, don't even trip on game 5. They're going to destroy y'all. Win game 6 or win game 7. But game 7 to me is game 5 plus some. If you lose game 5 and you come back and lose game 6, you ain't winning game 7, it feels like, either, right? So you don't want to play with that formula. Okay, so then you say, let's go all in on game 5. We don't win it. Okay, all right, let's go to game 6, and we win it at home. That's another theory. Here's another theory. What if you win game 5? Like, just crazy enough how that sounds, the Lakers go out there and win game 5. Then you can rest game 6 that was supposed to occur and game 7 that was supposed to occur. This is why you don't play with the sports guys. This is why you always go out there with full focus trying to win every play in every game. Because if you start messing around and playing with your food, sometimes ain't gonna be nothing left to eat, right? So I don't know how it's gonna play out, but my betting is this. Lakers get smoked in game 5, like Greeny said. Game 6, they win at home. Simple as that. A tight one. They better hope it goes that way, because if they gotta go back to the Chase Center after the Warriors would have won 2 in a row. Think about it. 2 in a row and was up big in the game that they just lost here at Crypto.com Arena. It's going to get crunchy over there. So I know that Greeny right now is getting lit up on social media because that's what social media does. And really, that's not even a bad thing, y'all. We got to get rid of this negative connotation of, oh, you got drugged, you got dragged. No, people disagree with me, and there's a lot of them. Like, if you, everything you thought and everything you said was actually heard for the world at large, I think you would get drugged too. You get dragged too if you're being authentic, because a lot of people agree with you, but even a lot of other people out there disagree. So, Greeny, I got your back on this one. I see exactly what you're saying, and I think it's going to play out exactly like you're saying, except LeBron and AD, they actually going to show up and play. All right, ESPN Sports Center anchor John Anderson, who's a funny dude, apologized to Zach Whitecloud, who I didn't know before this story, a First Nation member in Canada. Oh, First Nation. Uh-oh, I know where we're going with this. After comparing the Vegas Golden Knights defenseman's last name to toilet paper. Okay, let's get into it before we get into it. Whitecloud told reporters that he spoke with Anderson on Tuesday morning about the situation, homie. I think it was an attempt at humor that came out as being obviously insensitive. And he acknowledges that. Whitecloud said that he understands that it was wrong to say. Wanted to make sure he knew that I accepted his apology. People make mistakes, and this is a scenario where not just John, but everyone can learn from and move forward in a positive direction and try to be better. I don't even know this dude, Whitecloud, already. I'm off. But I am going to give him his due and listen to this thoroughly. But I am not with sensitive people. I am not. And maybe I'm in the minority, but damn it, I've been a minority my whole life too. All right, here we go. Anderson's comments came while narrating Whitecloud scoring in the Knights' 5-1 victory over the Oilers. All right, what'd he say, damn it? Oh, here we go. What kind of name is Whitecloud? Here's Anderson. A great name if you're a toilet paper. Okay. I mean, leaving that by itself, if you saw that on the billboard, you ain't even slowing down. You're just like, oh, man, somebody got good joke, whatever. Who cares? But let's talk about what this joke is and where it landed. Whitecloud is the first member of the Sioux Valley Dakota Nation to play in the NHL. We're getting somewhere. Let's talk about it. This is totally on me, and I sincerely apologize to Zach, the Golden Knights, their fans, and everyone else for what I said. John got the double tap. Hey, bro, you better apologize and not mean it. Just apologize to everything. I apologize for all the mosquitoes and the insects. And like, he just started just apologizing for anything. Woo! I've been there before, the double tap. He said, it's my job to be prepared and know the backgrounds of the players, and I blew it. Oh. Whitecloud became emotional when speaking to reporters about his background. This Whitecloud dude is interesting. Let's talk. I'm proud of my culture. That's what he led with. I'm proud of where I come from and where I was raised, who I was raised by. I carry my grandfather's last name, and nothing makes me more proud than to be able to do that. In our culture, we were raised to be the first ones to reach out and offer help. So that's why I reached out to John this morning. Ah, I heard Courtney in my ear say that was an identity thing. Yeah, when you hear the culture part, all of a sudden now it's like, zzz, be careful. Do not touch fence. It will light your ass up. Okay, so the question is, was this offensive in nature? No, it wasn't offensive. Now, what was insensitive, even if you want to say it was insensitive, I don't think it was. But he was ignorant to where it would land, so therefore it's insensitive because you didn't know that it would land on someone who would come out and talk about his pride, his culture, his identity, all right? I get it. Now, it's not an even field out there, and that's what's happening. Y'all notice in these shows of late, a lot of people are stepping in it because, as we know, in this PC culture, it's becoming nearly impossible to get off of the mainstream talking points and not offend somebody, right? And that's one thing that I just can't take. I am a comedian at heart. Sometimes I'm actually funny, but at heart, oh man, I have no borders in what I'm thinking. I have no borders in what I'll say. And I've been known to have that as a reputation all my broadcasting career. I say what I want to say. My first job in broadcasting was at the NFL Network. And that became a short-lived job because, in part, they told me I couldn't talk about the commissioner. I remember the story. And I was doing my prep around all the people and the producers. And they were like, yeah, I don't know if you should say that. I was like, say what, the truth? And they were like, yeah, but. And I was like, oh, I won't be here long. Plus, I wasn't a Hall of Famer, so I knew I wasn't going to stay anyway. But then I get to ESPN NFL Live, same thing. Seth Markman, who runs that. And he was like, Marcellus, you're not long for this. And I was like, why? I just got here. He was like, let's just say the way that you talk about sports is different than the way we talk about sports. And that's a good thing. So I had to go into personality-driven shows on Sports Nation. When Sports Nation was groundbreaking at the time, because every other show was like this. Oh, it's third and goal. The Jets will win by three. And then here I go talking about people and clubs and girls. And they was like, what the hell? We like it. And so that's where I went, my lane. But even that lane is starting to get closed up in terms of freedom of speech, right? It's narrow. And that's why you see a lot of people doing their content creation in independent spaces, because it's narrow in the mainstream. John Anderson didn't say anything to me that was wrong, but someone took it wrongly because someone else is more sensitive about their last name. If you guys got jokes about Wiley, I give a damn. I don't care. It's not what you call me. It's what I listen to, what I pay attention to, what I respond to. So it's just a joke. But now jokes are not even funny in this culture, not in this world. You got to know everyone's history, everyone's Equifax, everyone's Wikipedia before you can even get your joke off. So it's crazy that we live in this world right now. The censor gates are closing in, y'all. And when it comes to freedom of speech, you know what we're getting? Exactly what we paid for. It was free, right? Not much. Thanking you for your viewership on Bricks TV and your membership on Wiley's World. Ah, oh, got this red on like I'm down with them Georgia Bulldogs, but not now. After I read through this story, oh, the national championship football team declines the White House invitation. What are y'all talking about? According to a statement released by the Georgia Athletic Association, the Bulldogs will not be able to attend a June 12th event with other college teams at the White House. Oh, y'all remember when when we were looking at, what was that, next Friday? He was like, let me see if I'm busy. Let me check my Palm Pilot. No, I'm available. I'm available, right? Hilarious. They were like, June 12th? You know what? We got something booked. What the hell college kids got to do on June 12th? They got to graduate? Well, if they're graduating, then they should definitely go to the White House, because y'all going to need to talk about the policies and this inflation and get yourself some jobs, because all y'all ain't going pro, etc. And plus, who cares about graduation? I know you got to go to your own graduation, but after going to mine, it was kind of a waste of time. All you're doing is sitting there for 3 hours to run across the stage for 8 seconds and show off your Jordans and do some stupid dance. Whoa. Ooh. Like, right. So I would much rather go to the White House. I digress. Let's talk through this. All right. The event is described by President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden as College Athlete Day. Okay, interesting. I can hear somebody on the Bulldogs right now. Man, it ain't even for us winning the championship. It's to let everybody go. Man, Jill Biden be tripping. She be letting losers come all the time. She be inviting all the losers. Remember, she did that with the ladies as well. All right, so the statement from Georgia says the team schedule, the way my checking and savings works, interferes with the suggested date that was provided in an invitation received earlier this month. Hide your politics, hide your politics, hide your politics. The University of Georgia first received on May 3rd an invitation for the Bulldog football team to visit the White House on June 12th. Okay, unfortunately, the date suggested is not feasible given the student athlete calendar and time of year. However, we're appreciative of the invitation and look forward to other opportunities for Georgia teams moving forward, since we're going to keep winning these championships, partner. That's what they really meant. All right. They did not provide any more specifics about the schedule conflict. And that's already strike one. Actually, it should be strike two, because strike one is you ain't going. But strike two is for this reason, like, we just got a conflict. Oh, come on, man. Not feasible is the term, right? Let's go back to dating. Dating helps you so much in seeing the world. Why? Because it's a simple, small sample size of human relations and relationships, right? So if you can't see how all these moving parts are working, just break it down to the single elements, you and them, right? So in dating, if you call a young lady up, and you say, are you busy tomorrow night? Love to take you out to dinner. And if she's interested in you, not only is she saying yes, but if she has something to do tomorrow night, she canceling that and still saying yes, correct? And flip it, you doing the same damn thing. I mean, when I was dating, somebody called me up, I have all these things to do. Oh, but it was Sasha. Move all that to the side for Sasha. What'd it do, right? She's like, damn, you got so much free time and availability. I said, I got time for you. That's all I got time for, right? Yes, yes, yes. I used to play them streets. Damn it. All right. So now you ain't got the time for the White House, the President of the United States. Politics aside, y'all, this is a tremendous opportunity and honor. I went to D.C. before on that school field trip. Everyone's done it, right? I was at Columbia, so it was not too far for us to just go to D.C. And I remember still being upset, even though I had an amazing time, because I didn't get a chance to go to the White House. We went everywhere else. Got to see a little of the Pentagon, right? Got to see the Lincoln Memorial. Like, all that. Where the White House at? I want to go there. And they were like, the way that their schedule works, it's not going to happen today. And I was like, damn it. Wanted to go to the White House. I look at it like, I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care who the president is, especially college age kids who are just smart enough to think they're not as naive as they really are. Y'all catch that? They smart enough to not think that they're naive like they really are, right? Just a little bit of intelligence. Y'all prefrontal cortex ain't even fully developed, dudes. Y'all talking about, nah, I don't wanna go. What are y'all thinking? It's like when I see these cats on these TMZ celebrity tours, right? And they're just in this big old bus coming all the way from Omaha and coming all the way from Shreveport. They just all in LA for a few days and they want to see mansions. They want to see celebrity. And these people don't care who lives there. Oh, I hate him as an actor. Oh, he's a horrible rapper. I never see that or hear that. They just want to see it like, yo, that's dope. Don't you just want to see the White House no matter who is in there? It's crazy. So these kids obviously don't. Y'all gonna hate me, but it's too much of an honor. If I'm on the Georgia Bulldogs, I'm the one saying, hey, Kirby, I checked my calendar on the 12th. We good. We good back here. I'm there. I don't know about y'all. You can bench me if you want. I know you won't because I'm a baller. But at the same time, come on, man. Can't we move our weight program session and our conditioning schedule 2 days back to go see the damn White House? Politics aside, I would love to know their real reason because I know it can't be as simple as this. Thank you guys for all of your viewership on Brinks TV and your membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. And speaking of YouTube, Pat McAfee's on YouTube, but he may be also now on ESPN, even more than just College Game Day. Let's talk about the report that indicates ESPN is the leading candidate to be the new home for his daily online show. All right, so he's contemplating walking away from his $120 million deal with FanDuel. He's talking about, man, that's enough. I'm good. And ESPN, leading candidate to take that show. All right, no deal's been finalized just yet. We're talking through this. Now, McAfee, who is only 36 years young, get it, young man, has become a multi-platform sensation. Got the Pat McAfee Show on YouTube. He does the WWE announcer and performer. We know that. With Nick Khan, my former agent, that's my dude, Cobra Khan, and College Game Day, a panelist. But now he's working towards a larger relationship with the four letters. All right. In addition to sources with knowledge of the situation, says ESPN leading because McAfee recently tweeted out a picture of a meeting he had with Disney CEO Bob Iger. Oh, I didn't know. That's why McAfee killing it and leaving everybody else behind. I got to start tweeting out the pictures from these events and these meetings I'm having instead of just eating all the damn cookies. Ah, I learned something right here. On his show Monday, McAfee said he was up to something, right? Which he said will be announced in the next 10 days. Okay, I know a little something about leaving those breadcrumbs. My wife just did this with her show, and I've seen it happen before. That timeline perfectly corresponds with what? Disney's upfronts. If you guys don't know what upfronts are, that's when all the executives come and all the marketing people and the ads and brands and sponsors, they sit in a room, and then they say, guess what's coming to our lineup? This. And it's some new shows, and then some of the old shows, but new versions or new additions, etc. Just to get everyone excited to spend that dough on the network and on those shows. So those announcements of Disney's upcoming company-wide programming are scheduled for May 16th. So maybe by May 17th on this show, we'll be talking about Pat McAfee to ESPN. All right, the Zach Mount, whatever that amount is, McAfee would earn in the deals, not known yet, but it's expected to be eight figures, right? You got Aikman over there. You got Buck over there making those eight-figure deals. Stephen A. is making an eight-figure deal. McAfee going to go past Greenberg and land somewhere in between those guys, I would assume, if not surpass all of them, depending on the extent of the deal and services. All right. Now, it may be less, probably is going to be less than that FanDuel $30 million deal a year. He'll be walking away from that. Okay, here we go. Now let's get into the thick of things, because it comes at a time when Disney, including ESPN, is shedding 7,000 jobs, all right? So in terms of optics, may be difficult for some to look at Disney and ESPN cutting all those jobs at the same time watching this deal go through. Now, why I say difficult for some? Because it's not difficult for all. You still have to invest in your business, even if you're shedding. It's weird, right? Kind of like when you ever do landscaping or horticulture, you got your roses, you got to trim them down and then watch them bloom, right? So you got to do some trimming. Split ends, you ever hear your girl say, I got to cut my split ends. And you're like, why are you cutting your split ends? You're cutting your hair, basically, so it can grow, right? Same dynamic going on here. So ESPN executives have said that it will only do a McAfee deal if it pencils out and it can make money, which is interesting because right now his model of making money was through YouTube and through his viewership, his membership, and all of that. Plus, bam, cherry on top, more than the cherry on top, the FanDuel deal, right? That's where all the money came from. Well, ESPN is a different dynamic, so they got to make sure that that is going to be cash flow positive. ESPN will now report its earnings. Remember before, they didn't have to report it. They're doing that now as a breakout division. So you're going to see it explicitly ESPN's earnings in November. All right. And under that new structure, Iger's return to the company is making sure that all these things are separate so that he can know and then everyone can see full transparency. All right. So he got his daily show, he got his game day. No exact deals are on the table. We know he has that 3-hour daily program, right? Is he going to do a 3-hour daily program on ESPN, y'all? Be real. Don't see that. Some are saying it may be just a 1-hour deal on ESPN. And then the other 2 hours of the full show still lives on YouTube. But now you're thinking, ESPN, did we want it all on YouTube? How much do we put on YouTube? ESPN has this YouTube channel as well. But how much are we going to give to that? And how much are we going to keep proprietary so that we can make sure we make money with Pat McAfee? Okay, so then everybody's going to be a part of it. ESPN audio, more than likely some podcasts for the crew, etc. They're going to build this all up. Because you know McAfee always talking about the brand. So now the brand is going to have to be a part of this and everyone has to get elevated. Okay. Now, why is this happening in the first place? Well, Pat McAfee, we saw the FanDuel deal. He didn't go during the Super Bowl, during the ads. He didn't go to the platforms, meetings, and performances. He took the little watermark off. He had a new baby. So it's like he wanted more support and resources on the back end. It was too heavy for him to lift because it was all him, independent, right? So instead of like, okay, let's work this out, he wants to go somewhere where it's already a well-oiled machine, get money in the world of what he makes, and say, y'all handle the rest. I just show up, show out, and then I'm gone after the show. Not mad at that. You got to look at this situation for what it is. First of all, if McAfee can go to Disney and be Pat McAfee, there's no better job in this industry. There's no better place to work than at Disney and to still be yourself, to be authentic. But you got to remember what Disney is. And I'm not one into the labeling and then just boxing them in. Because a lot of people talk about Disney in a negative way, but they don't understand what Disney's real business model is. And they don't put enough respect on Disney for what is done, okay? So Disney, if you're working there, you're working for ESPN, as I have, they're in the storytelling business. Duh, right? Mickey Mouse, Peter Pan, whatever. All these attractions come off of a story, come off of content, right? Theme parks, all this stuff everywhere is coming off of storytelling. One thing you got to remember when you're telling a story is that your role is to be a character, right? So what are you going to be in character when you're playing your role in this story? Think about that, right? Because when you're a character, are you showing your full character or are you playing a role as a character? Now start to think of some of the personalities there and you're like, oh, yeah, they're playing that role. And there's nothing wrong with it. Some guys are signing up for that. Some guys are not. Pat McAfee and his audience, I think they're saying, we're not signing up to play a character. We're going to show you our character. Or maybe this is the time to pivot. Maybe this is the time for a switch. Is Pat McAfee going to go to Disney and curse? Not on ESPN, right? All them MFs and all them bombs he throw, that ain't working on there. Will it work on ESPN Plus? I don't even know that answer. But the point is, that show, the way it is and currently exists, wouldn't work on ESPN to the fullest, right? So something has to change. Is it going to still be full expression of his character? Or is it going to now be a role and he's going to play a character? That's interesting. Also, will it get Disney-fied, right? Beyond the character and the role, there's just this softening that comes when you're on ESPN, right? Like, we're all getting along. We're all good. Even when we're going at it like this, oh, man, we're good, right? And frankly, that's not necessarily what Pat McAfee's show has always been about. His show has just been about, let's just be real. Let's just be who we are. Let's just have some fun. And we're not going to have to make up if there's an issue. And we're also not going to beef with no issue, right? We're not going to make stuff up. We're just going to be. And that's what I love about watching this show. It's just like dudes hanging. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the game. Oh, yeah, we're talking about sports. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about you. And it's just like, that's how dudes are. That's how people are. So when you get into the Disney sphere, all of a sudden, that changes. Like, there has to be an intended outcome. I wonder how that will play in Pat McAfee's mind as well. So all of this adds up to me saying, hell yeah, you should go. If the money's right, and I don't mean the same, I mean right. Because at a certain point, look, everybody wants every penny they can get. But at a certain point, your life won't change. Now, generations of your family's life will change. Your cousins will life, his life will change. But your life, you already got the car. You already got the boat. You already got what you need in vacations. Like, what else can you do? Now you're just stacking it up and getting it out to the generations that you will have going forward, especially that baby girl you just had, right? So all of that stuff makes sense. Go. If you can be yourself, go. Get the dough, but keep your show, because what happens is a lot of times people go somewhere else and they forget about the audience. They forget about how the audience is linked to their authenticity, whatever that may be. So I'm looking forward to seeing what shapes of this. May 16th, we here. So May 17th, looking forward to doing a Pat McAfee show about him, hopefully going to ESPN. All right, y'all know how we finish up every show with Wileyism. Yes, if you guys been following me on socials, you know this is the Wileyism for today on Wednesday. You're never fully dressed without a smile. Ting! Yes, you see this? You see these pearly yellows? Yes. And I'm not talking about a smile from the outside. I tell all my folks, you can look at my phone right now. I hope you're smiling from the inside. Smile from the inside, right? And that's with gratitude, and that's with the proper attitude. That means you are just happy. And it's a choice, man. Like, look, stuff comes at me, stuff comes at you all day, every day. But then you got a decision to make. You're going to be bitter, you're going to be better. Yeah, you're going to smile about it, say, all right, you try to slow me down. You try to stop me, but nah, ding, I'm good, right? So show those pearly yellows, everybody out there. And make sure while you're getting prepared for your day, as you approach your day, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More To It is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, Dat Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. Show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming from More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon. Go.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.